Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's Breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
Big storm rolling into the Carolinas.
Yep, that's what they say.
Yeah, actual snow here. That'll be interesting. Supposed to hit every part of the upstate. Keep it tuned right here to 98.9 WORD, where we'll have our finger on the pulse of all of that.
Our frozen finger.
Yes. Yeah, our frozen finger. I'm almost wondering if I should, I'm thinking about it, sleep downstairs or not, because where I live, I'm going to have a hard time getting in the morning.
You're talking about sleeping downstairs here?
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
It's been done before.
Yes, well.
Yeah.
That's why I got four-wheel drive in the pickup, so.
Yeah. Well, you could swing by my place.
Sure.
Wait, or seriously, would you mind if I get stuck? I actually got stuck one time. I mean, I did, because of the hills involved in me getting here. Yeah. It's like almost like sledding, but in your car, you know?
Yeah, that's never a good thing.
No, it's
thing.
It never is. Okay, so, wow. Where to even begin? Most fun I've had watching a press conference in a very long time.
I'm telling you.
It was fantastic. I wish I could do it again. Here's my favorite part. Trump is standing there at Mar-a-Lago, which has sort of become the Southern White House, you know. I mean, because he's effectively the president at this point.
That's the center of power of the world at this point.
It is. It really is.
It seriously is. People from all over the world are coming to Mar-a-Lago to do business with President-elect Donald Trump.
Online, they were actually debating if in this single press conference yesterday, did Donald Trump take more questions in a press conference than Joe Biden did in the entire last year of his presidency? It appears he did.
I would venture to guess maybe during his entire presidency.
Yeah, some were saying it might have been the entire presidency. So, I mean, unbelievable. This was my personal favorite part. So, Trump's envoy for the Middle East is standing next to him, and they're saying, hey, will there be a hostage deal? Because, I mean, I know nobody in the Biden administration cares, but there's seven Americans who are still being held hostage, by Hamas terrorists. That was not any kind of priority for the Biden administration, clearly. And so the envoy for the Middle East is asked, hey, will there, by January 20th is one of Trump's promises. Was there any deal, sort of deal made? Trump basically interrupts his own envoy to deliver this fresh awesomeness.
If those hostages aren't back, I don't want to hurt your negotiation. If they're not back by the time I get into office, all hell will break out in the Middle East.
Can you elaborate?
And it will not be good for Hamas. And it will not be good, frankly, for anyone. All hell will break out. I don't have to say anymore, but that's what it is. And they should have given him back a long time. They should have never taken him. There should have never been the attack of October 7th. People forget that. Many people are killed. They're no longer hostages. I have people from Israel and others calling, begging me to get, we had also people there from the United States, just so you know. They're holding some so-called hostages from the U.S. But I've had mothers come to me and fathers crying, can I get the body of their son back? Can I get the body of their daughter back?
Think about this. No. He's not even president yet. And these parents are begging, get our, because they know the Democrats are useless. They're too busy trying to let terrorists out.
We don't have
a prison to get Americans back. No, we don't.
We haven't had one in months, if not years.
Years. I'd say years. And one of the things we focused on in this show is just how the Biden administration just didn't give a damn about these terrorists. They were not acknowledged. It's been a disaster. I mean, Jimmy Carter lost his presidency, probably 50-50, inflation and screwing up the hostage deal, but at least Jimmy Carter, he tried. The Biden administration, Democrats were like, it's American, screw that. That was literally their position. I'm just going to screw that. They didn't say it, but in everything they did, it showed. So Donald Trump, and you can see what he's saying here. I want either the hostages or the bodies back, or all hell will be unleashed on the Middle East.
Please name me one success in foreign policy of the Biden administration. There is not a single one. Not a single one. From the botched retreat from Afghanistan to the Middle East blowing up to, you know, Russia and the Ukraine war, there is not a single success. Antony Blinken is a complete and utter failure as Secretary of State.
Unless you
well,
look
unless
at
this
it,
is the plan. I know.
And I do. I look
that,
at it very much that way. Their goal, if your goal is to reconstitute the caliphate, reconstitute al-Qaeda, reinstitute the terror training camps, they have accomplished all that in spades. If you see the world as unfair because the Taliban really should have a country, well, they gave them a country. They gave the enemy that we fought for 20 years a country. They gave that to them. And then, as if that were not enough, they gave the Taliban got Afghanistan. Al-Qaeda just got Syria, or what's left of it. We literally gifted it to the former leader of Al-Qaeda. He has a country now from which to operate. We let 5,000 terrorists out of Bagram, just unleash them in the middle of the night. They are now in the Afghan training camps, and they are preparing to unleash absolute hell on our homeland. We have an army of 1,000 Al-Qaeda that trained in those camps. Some are ISIS, some are Al-Qaeda. We've covered that extensively. They are reconstituting. I did a video on this last night, reconstituting Al-Qaeda. They have been wildly successful. They are reconstituting the jihadist and Islamic threat. And Trump addressed that in the press conference yesterday. He said, look, I defeated ISIS. Yeah. I defeated Al-Qaeda. They were gone. They were done. Nobody was talking about them when I left office. He said that yesterday. And he says, now I've got to go defeat them all over again. Yep. And he does, because I'm telling you, they were deliberately reconstituted.
Yeah. Don't doubt that for a second.
And we did it on purpose because we didn't bomb those terror training camps that you're going to hear a lot about in the next year. We didn't bomb them because we wanted a proxy army to take over Syria. Only Al-Qaeda was available because, you know, moms and pops here in America won't send our kids anymore to do those kinds of things, those sort of adventures. So that's why we didn't bomb the camps. Unfortunately, they were also training terrorists, including ISIS terrorists, to come here and hit us. And this will begin in 25. 25 will be the year of Al-Qaeda and ISIS, which they've now merged. And so you're going to see a lot of these Al-Qaeda attacks on our soil, but it's going to be ISIS taking credit for it. I predicted that on the 18th of December, and it wasn't even a month before it happened. So we're watching that. Unbelievable. By the way, along those lines overnight, and this isn't going to be a big story today, but it should be huge. Representative Tim Burchett sends a letter to Trump asking a question I've been asking. When will Congress stop funding the Taliban?
Yeah.
But when's that going to happen? We're sending $40 million a month? No, a week. A week. And he asks, you know, very kindly, congratulations, he writes, on your decisive victory. And he wants to know, when will Congress stop funding the Taliban? So, I think that Trump, and it's not his fault, he didn't do it, but Trump ought to call Magic Mike, the speaker, and say, hey, yo, Mike, can we go ahead and take the money for the Taliban out of the bill? Can we stop funding the Taliban? Because Mike gave him the money, no strings attached. That's what they spent it on. He's as much to blame for the Democrats of doing that. Tim Burchett explains, and you know, he says, look, Secretary Blinken admitted that at least $10 million of it has gone, you know, your taxes to the Taliban in foreign aid. And he writes this, the larger issue, which Secretary of State Blinken failed to acknowledge, is the shipments of cash. Think about this. Shipments. We got more pallets of cash, Lee. Here we go. Shipments of cash payments in United States dollars to Afghanistan's central bank. These cash shipments are auctioned off. And after that, they are nearly impossible to track. This is how the Taliban is being funded and plans to fund terrorism around the world.
Well, there's something the Doge Committee could work on right quick, isn't it?
He writes, the United States of America should not fund its enemies abroad. I implore you, he writes to Trump, to take action to put an end to wasteful foreign aid spending and support efforts in Congress to put Americans first.
Well, we've been hearing that for years.
He's trying to cut off to the aid to the terror camps. You're going to hear a lot about the terror training camps in Afghanistan that you, my friend, are funding right now. So we have Tim Burchett begging stop the aid, okay? Understand something else, Lee. This is crazy, all right? This is just plumb nuts. Nancy Mace, God bless her, from South Carolina, sponsored a bill to bar the funding of the Taliban.
Good.
It was killed by Republicans.
Well, that's...
It's where we are.
Sadly, not surprising.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's because it was thought to be smart to fund the Taliban army, which is Al-Qaeda fighters, because they wanted to, you know, not to take over Syria. Why? I don't know. Syria's never attacked us. Bashar Assad's a bad guy. Terrible dictator, but he's never attacked us.
And who's in charge now doesn't appear
Al-Qaeda
to be any better. So
did. And we just ensconced them in power. Those training camps are up and running. We've lost all of our, you know, intel in those camps.
But, of course, we still have a base in Syria of some 2,000 when we were told it was less than 1,000. And there are reports that there is another base being set up, another U.S. military base being developed.
Well, good luck defending it.
Yeah, that's,
good luck.
That's the issue.
We're going to get Americans killed trying to defend that because Al-Qaeda runs that country right now. So this is a mess. This is a disaster. Donald Trump yesterday very correctly put, look, I defeated Al-Qaeda. I defeated ISIS. That was gone. Now I got to do it again. Why? Biden reconstituted them. A tremendous foreign policy success if your goal is to renew the war on terror and have to fight it all over again, which we will. Just getting started today, folks, the absolute brilliance of buying Greenland and why the left is freaking out about it. This is a mentality that is amazing and awesome. I'll tell you what Trump is actually doing here. A lot of folks, including on our side, are confused about it. It's a great idea. I'll tell you why. Coming up.
Work takes up most of your time. That's why you should use Stamps.com to save time with your mailing and shipping. Stamps.com will simplify your postage needs and add valuable time back into your workday so you have flexibility to focus on more important things. Stamps.com can handle your mailing and shipping needs with rates up to 88% off UPS and USPS. Send invoices, checks, certified mail, packages, and anything else you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. If you sell online, connecting with every major marketplace and shopping cart is easy. Plus, you can schedule package pickups through their dashboard and automatically see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers with Stamps.com's Rate Advisor. Add more flexibility to your workday with Stamps.com. Go to Stamps.com/program to sign up for a special offer. No contract, cancel anytime. That's Stamps.com/program.
This time of year, a good hoodie is absolutely essential. But these days, it's tough to find one that will last through the season. That's why the American Giant Classic Full Zip Hoodie is made to last a lifetime, so you can count on it to bring you comfort and warmth year after year. Slate Magazine called it the greatest hoodie ever made, and from cotton to zipper, it's made right here in the USA. It's crafted with timeless style, heavyweight fleece, a double-lined hood, and reinforced elbow patches, which means this hoodie can withstand any outing or adventure. It'll be your new favorite hoodie, and you can depend on it for years to come. Plus, buying from American Giant means supporting local communities of farmers, manufacturers, and more. This season, snag the hoodie that will bring you comfort for life, the American Giant Classic Full Zip, and save 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com when you use code CLASSIC24 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code CLASSIC24.